AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario,
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario,
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
That's right, Dorian.
Man, wow, man, freaked out.
Hey, this is Ryan from Nickelback.
Maybe she had huge nipples. That's not cool.
On the line. On the line.
Peace, man.
Stupid! Stupid! The older a man gets, the longer it takes to get a grin organized.
Coming on Vic Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Anything you miss, you can always relive via the iHeartRadio app. That includes our conversation in the first hour with James Worthy, talking Lakers basketball. Our flip-top story of the day, the last segment, our Justice with Sweet James, with a bevy of Utah-centric hypotheticals. Anything missed?
It'll be interesting to see what it's like when those Mormon lawyers, the lawyers for the LDS, stride into a church.
Creighton and McClonky.
McClonky.
Exactly. Anything you miss, all you need is that iHeartRadio app. And remember, you can always stream the show in the moment. That's the difference between any other podcast platform. The iHeartRadio app allows you to listen to us when you are not near an AM radio. AM 570 is your home. Super Bowl 56. This weekend, we're your home for all the games being played on the station, as we are your home of the NFL. Divisional round. We got Bengals, Titans here on 570, 49ers, Packers on 1150. And then on Sunday, Bills Chiefs will be right here on AM 570.
All right, it is time for the final hour fun fact.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour three.
Fun facts. Fun facts.
Did you know? You probably did. The state which produces the most amount of cheese is Wisconsin.
Eat that cheese right now.
More than 3.3 billion pounds of cheese are produced in Wisconsin every year. Did you know the next top producer of cheese? California.
Oh, yeah, because happy cows are from California.
2.5 billion pounds, so we got ourselves a real cheese bowl going on AM 1150 Saturday afternoon between the 49ers and Packers. We'll wear the cheese crown.
I think of the cheeses of San Francisco as well.
Certainly.
I think they have a nice crown with the little triangles going up of all the little slices of cheese.
The foot cheese of the homeless. That's what they're most famous for up there in the Bay Area.
Oh, man.
What?
They are famous for that.
Yes, they are.
It's time for Quick Hits. Come on, fire it up.
The PMS Quick Hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah!
Well, we talked about it with James Worthy a little bit earlier, and Matt, I believe, is taking Diddy!
I'm sure.
Two balls between the Lakers' legs in the very next segment. You're not going to want to miss that, kids. It's going to be hot! The Lakers host the Pacers tonight on Spectrum Sportsnet TV, the same ones that Frank Vogel used to coach. Will it be his last game?
Took him to a conference championship.
Yeah.
When he was the head coach of the Pacers.
And these same Pacers, more recently, were beaten soundly by the Clippers the other night, right before PMS started, the other day, on Monday. We were just sitting around watching that game.
And attrition continues to attack the Clippers. Now, look, the Lakers are playing like crap, but they got LeBron James. They got Russell Westbrook out there. Meanwhile, I can do all those things. The Clips got no Paul George. They got no Kawhi Leonard all season long. Now they're down Nick Batum in health and safety protocols.
Well, he's French.
That's a lot of coffee.
And a lot of cheese.
They're going to have to consume a lot of coffee.
Oh, yes. Oh, Amir coffee. Coffee is served.
Coffee is for closers.
Oh, yeah. He might be in there to close it down.
So,
and it's fun to watch Terrence become a man. And Double H
Oh, the old Hartenstein.
Hustle!
Hartenstein Hustle. Reggie Jackson. Don't forget about him and his Oakley Blades.
Mr. Jackson, if you're nasty. You're not nasty enough, Cates, because you turned the channel when the black lady came on.
Not
on the
cool.
Eagle. Not cool, Cates.
He's not even listening. You don't know.
Clippers are 22-23 on the season, and they're in Denver tonight. 6 p.m. pregame, 7 p.m. tip-off right here on AM 570. Hey, I got Anita Simone rookie, but I don't like her. Matt, the Rams and the Blam-a-Lam Ding-Dongs are getting ready to play the old Buccaneers on Sunday in Tampa. We're going to get Vic the Brick's brother, Bob, from Fort Lauderdale, Baruch Hata Adonai. He's going to come on and freaking geek it and pick this game for us because of the Jewish connection with the Glazers.
And it's basically a pick 'em. The Rams are 3-point underdogs, but we know the visitor always gets 3 points when they hit the road. Sean McVay.
The effing road.
Did share with reporters that Andrew Whitworth, while not being ruled out for Sunday's game, does have a swollen knee. So on Wednesday, the knee's still a little swollen, probably not great. He also says they respect, and who doesn't? I mean, does this really need to be said? They respect what Tom Brady has done in his Hall of Fame career, but they're going to Tampa to beat him.
As a competitor, you know, he is a great, phenomenal player. We have tremendous respect for him, but we're going to have the expectation and anticipation that we're preparing to try to go win this game. And so we know what a great challenge it's going to be. We've got to have a great week of work and then go play to the best of our ability and let the chips fall where they may.
See what I mean? You hear that? You hear the emotion in his voice there?
I did.
Something. Hey, I respect him, all right? But that doesn't mean we're going to lay down. We're going down there to beat him. But I still respect the hell out of him. How can you not?
Respect your opponent. Well, all right. The NFL fined Tampa Bay head coach Bruce Arians and his stormtrooper belt around his chest $50,000 for striking Buccaneers safety Andrew Adams during the Sunday win over Philadelphia. Yeah, he kind of slapped his head. And not supposed to do that. Got Jimmy Lake fired, but of course Jimmy Lake didn't win the Super Bowl last year. He was already having a
Jimmy
crisis.
Jimmy Lake isn't Captain Capillary.
No, so, he's not.
You know.
When your face looks like one big busted capillary and you're a funny guy, people will forgive a lot, especially in America's penis.
Ow! Oh.
That was the quote, actually, from Adams.
Ow! Oh.
Matt LaFleur expects Randall Cobb to play Saturday night. He's like the second best receiver, right?
Seems like that Lizard guy. I mean, Lazard has emerged.
Oh, Lazard from Iowa State.
He has emerged.
They developed him there.
Yes, as a go-to, especially when the chips are down, third down type receiver.
Oh, he's so long. He's a clone.
Is that right?
Cyclones.
Oh, I thought you meant like he's a clone. Like there's a million Lizards out there.
Oh, like,
you could really stock a football team with Lazard.
Like Boba Fett, kind of?
The family cloned him.
Like a Django or whatever?
Like, yeah.
No. He's a cyclone. Like Jack Trice. UCLA, Utah tomorrow night, 8 p.m. tip on AM 570. The Bruins split their homers last week against the Oregons.
Utah.
No fans in the stands, and Cronin is pissed. And he has a right to be, because why does the city get to pick and choose?
Well, why are his guys playing in arenas with no fans, and then they hit the road, and they're surrounded by fans in other arenas? It does seem a little incongruous.
I mean, L.A. County, you got 80,000 people watching the Rams, people freaking out about the Chargers and the Raiders.
You know how much spit is coming out of Sam Lagana and DJ Malski's mouth when they're doing their PA announcements with that type of power that they scream into the microphone?
With all due respect to Sam Lagana, there is nothing worse in the world right now.
There's a lot,
and it's not just Sam.
There's a lot of bad things in the world.
I know, and I've measured this. There's the worst thing in the world right now is the assault on the senses that is the LA Rams in-game experience at SoFi Stadium. You might as well have your head inside a tuba. It is horrible.
At least the tuba has the low frequency that's sort of bearable when it assaults you. You know?
Well, okay. It's like having your head inside a tuba, and there's a guy beating the tuba with drumsticks constantly and playing it.
And with that said, may the Rams beat the Bucks. May the 49ers beat the Packers, and may we have an NFC championship at SoFi Stadium.
I'm for the Jews.
The Jews?
The Glazers. Didn't you hear Vic's brother?
I think there's other ways to convey that you're rooting for the Bucks than I'm for the Jews.
Well, that's a whole connection we're going to have with Brother Bob on Friday. The reason he knows about the Buccaneers is because of the Jewish connection. That's why he met Al Davis.
Buccaneers? Lithuanian Jewish heritage.
That's why he met Al Davis, and the that's Jews. Why Vic tried to quick pivot away from the truth of his betrayal.
Betrayal still stands.
Sure does. Here's Mick Cronin feeling betrayed by UCLA.
I think it's hugely demoralizing to our guys to play games in empty arenas, and there's 80,000 people at the Rams game, so I think our guys should be energized. I think I know they will to see when we run out in front of other people and get to play a game in front of fans.
Perfectly understandable. Message sent, and let's hope message received.
Message delivered. Day 49 of the lockout.
There's a difference of opinion. Lockout. And no one's going to give it. Rich guys fighting over more money. What a load of crap. It's a lockout.
Save Ferris. UCLA has hired former assistant Jeff Ferris. They saved him from being unemployed to be the tight end coach.
All right. Way to go, Ferris. Yeah.
He's the third Duke player or coach to come to UCLA in the last 3 years. It's a pipeline.
What's Duke got going that has tickled the fancy of Chip Kelly?
Britton Brown. Jake Bobo.
Oh, Bobo.
Also left Duke and transferred to UCLA for the upcoming season. How about this? Defensive genius. And I'm not kidding. Defensive genius. And if he wasn't such a wild man, he'd be the head coach at Ohio State or Notre Dame 10 years ago. But Gary Patterson, who's a hell of a defensive coach,
Foosball. Is
going to be with Sark at Texas. He was the head coach at TCU for years and years and won a Rose Bowl against the cheese state of record. Billions of pounds of cheese every year coming out of Wisconsin.
Exactly right. Andy Dalton out there out-dueling Russell Wilson.
That's right. He had Andy Dalton, and he's set to join Steve Sarkisian's staff, Tank Carter at linebacker.
Well, that's going
to
help.
If Steve can handle him. Like, This guy hadn't been anybody's assistant in a long time.
Do like McVay did with Wade Phillips. Just leave him alone. Go do the defense. I'm out.
He is a very, very as a coach. But there is not almost ever an uncontested receiver.
When you say eccentric, like he wants his D lineman to wear women's panties eccentric? Or
I haven't heard that. I did not hear that.
You got to trust me.
I did not hear that.
This is going to get you at least a half.
No, he's just very creative with his secondary calls, and he waits a really long time. He will sit. To watch him call a game defensively was very interesting because he's a head coach, but he's also the defensive coordinator, and he makes that secondary call. And Patterson very famously would wait, till the last shift and all that last stuff was done, to give his safeties the call. And sometimes, maybe about half dozen times a game, they just wear a no call and just have a vanilla call because he waited that long. Or he'd call one side early. And I mean, he's really, really great.
Get out of the way, Sark.
We'll see. Can you get out of the way? How big is his swath? And wake. So it'll be interesting to see. But I would expect Texas to be a lot better in the secondary and on defense with him. And JT Daniels in the portal. We mentioned it Monday, now it's official. JT Daniels still in the portal. Of course Stetson Bennett's staying. Where did you think he was going to go? Freaking Van Wilder. Going to have like a whole crew, an Indian guy just like Van Wilder. Fat guy.
How old's your quarterback, by the way, Curb? Ice 26.
Hey, worked for Wanky.
Right?
It worked for
Ended up getting drafted.
Brandon Whedon.
Why not?
Scott Bakula in Necessary Roughness.
Ride the snake.
To the ancient lake. We'll be back with
Good
more.
For you, Stets.
We'll be back.
Thanks, Curb.
I'm the best. But where will JT Daniels go? Texas Tech.
You know where he's going.
Georgia Southern to be with Clay.
Redlands.
Now, that's what I said. No, he's not.
You're the one that brought it up.
He's not going to Redlands. I said Mountain West. I stick by my story. Cal Lou, they don't run it. I mean, throw it. All they do is run it.
Linfield.
That's an option.
Right.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Now we're cooking with gas.
We'll be back with the top story of the day. Matt has got his sights.
Here it comes.
On the Lakers front office. On AM 570 LA Sports. On your spinal column. A bad music tearing up your flesh. And the rebels them start of hiding. The youth them just burn high. Everybody, and welcome back. The Petros Money Show is on the air and happy to be with you. We got a real showy type of show today. A lot of show for your dollar. Only 3 hours, though, on the iHeartRadio app to be podcasted because we have the Clippers coming up at 6 o'clock. But before we get to that and the Dead and Alive Guy birthday of the day, we want to let you know that we are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
That's the truth.
We expect you to stream the show there or listen to it live. And we are also your home of the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 56 at SoFi Stadium. The weekend coming is the divisional round. Bengals at Titans. I expect Matt to keep his perfect picking record. 49ers Packers. That game is on 11:50. Why? Because of Clippers. Oh, UCLA. Fight on.
See what Coach Cronin. Excited to go on the road.
That's right.
Get those people in the stands. Get some juice in this arena.
Just play that sound.
Exactly right. Love it. Can't get enough of it.
Sunday, Bills at Chiefs right here on AM 570. But right now, it is time for the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
Well, as you mentioned, P, if you missed it, get that there iHeartRadio app, relive it. Our conversation with James Worthy as we got into the Lakers. We got into this yesterday, but I believe it bears getting into today.
We talked to Amick. We played it twice. We thought it was good.
It was great, and it was so great that Dan Wojcicki and our dear friend BT, Brad Turner, Broderick Turner, had to follow up.
We've got to combat this.
Why is Kurt Rambis trying to get in on coaches' meetings? And this works on multiple levels. Remember the story about Phil Jackson and Jerry West? Kurt Rambis was on that staff. West was so offended and upset that Phil Jackson threw him out of his coaches' meeting.
I remember that.
And said, you have no business being in here. You're a general manager. This is a coach's meeting. He left the franchise. He was so offended and pissed, and it sucked because Jerry's Jerry, the greatest general manager, the greatest executive in the history of any sport.
Well, it's not like he had any history with the Lakers that you'd want to celebrate.
But still, there were those that took up for Phil Jackson and said, I get it. Jerry's he cuts big shadow there. He steps into a meeting, and players may not be listening to Phil Jackson. They may be looking at Jerry, looking for cues.
Stay in your lane.
And they said, yeah, general managers probably shouldn't be in coaches' meetings. You want to meet with the coaching staff, meet with them separately. Don't sit in when the players are in there.
But Kurt's not a general manager.
No. So if Kurt Rambis is trying to operate with a resume that includes and is headlined by his time as an assistant winning championships as part of the Phil Jackson staff, then he ought to know he's got no business being in that room with Frank Vogel and his assistants. It's the last thing that you need, especially when your title is not general manager or team president, but instead you're just a sinecure, and you're called the director of basketball affairs. What are you doing?
Well, Matt.
Why are you in there?
Sinecure or not, director of basketball affairs or not, there's one thing that you got right about both men, Jerry West and Rambis. Shadow.
Exactly right.
He's moving in the shadows, Matt. Cloak and dagger, shadow owner.
Both figurative shadows. But certainly different shadows that we speak of.
Well, Jerry West's shadow is a shadow that casts respect and dignity.
Exactly right.
And competition.
And second guessing. Like, hey, I don't know. I'm looking the way Jerry's looking at you, Phil, and I don't know if what you're selling makes sense.
Kurt Rambis' shadow is deep state shadow.
After Amick and Orem broke the story, as I mentioned, Wojcicki and BT added to it, likely getting some clarity from the Lakers on the situation. And I would not say it made the Lakers look any better.
Well, what happened
there? If anything, it made it worse.
And to me, it sounded like they were, hey, no, that guy's got it wrong. Here's our deal.
It confirmed what The Athletic had reported earlier in the day, that Frank Vogel was under incredible pressure from the front office to turn things around in a hurry or else. Now, they did add the caveat that Frank Vogel's job is not in immediate jeopardy.
Well, what does or else mean?
Exactly.
We're going to make you the tape guy again. What does or else mean?
And look, you want to drop that edict, fine. That if you feel like the roster that you have that goes out on that floor every night is better than what your record is, okay, fine. Fire the coach. Coaches get fired all the time, and not for great reasons.
Because you can't fire the players.
Especially $44 million players that are untradeable, like Russell Westbrook. Coaches are always getting fired before general managers. General managers are always getting fired before team presidents. So remember that. Unathletic, I want to work in sports for the rest of my life, fantasy football player. Don't be a coach. Don't be a GM. Be a team president.
It's because we got Osuna.
It's the premier job. So effing happy we got effing Osuna. You can step on your D relentlessly and keep your job as a team president. The NFL is the greatest example. You got coaches out there like David Culley that are getting fired after a year, overachieving. General managers like Nick Caserio, they got no business being in that chair doing the firing. And Nick will ultimately get fired as well by the Houston Texans. And for all the dysfunction they've had,
it's going to come and get you. But just not as quickly as others.
Think of the Texans and how dysfunctional they've been since their inception.
A slower killer.
Jamie Roots was their team president for 20 years before he was finally forced to step down this last year. That dude got 20 years as team president. And the head coach that just overachieved, knocked the Chargers out of the playoffs, beat the Titans, nearly beat them twice, got fired after a year. Be a team president. Be Kurt Rambis, head of basketball affairs. And that's what he is.
What's his salary?
You know what? Probably big.
What does it
Probably
matter?
Exorbitant. What does it matter?
I hope that it pays for the parties that happen on the walk street with Lon Rosen and everybody.
So. I'm quoting directly from the LA Times article. The Lakers lost on Saturday to the Denver Nuggets by 37 points, their worst defeat of the season, putting more heat on Vogel. Rambis then attended the Lakers pregame coaches meeting on Monday. Rambis has regularly attended coaches meetings this season. It gets worse. And advocated for the Lakers to use more traditional strategies.
That stings like Bactine.
That is a fireable offense.
Archaic schemes.
Fireable. Look, it's bad enough that the director of basketball affairs would even try to sit in on a coach's meeting and observe and then report back to the owner or the general manager
or
being a narc.
Shadow owner Linda Rambis.
Or shadow owner.
Pillow talk in the shadows with the shadow owner Linda Rambis.
It's another to actively insert yourself to basketball strategy.
Shadows in the dark kiss.
And then you factor in he's one of the worst coaches in NBA history. And I am not embellishing for the sake of this story.
Tell us what he did at Kevin Love.
245 games in Rambis' career. 65-164 for a winning percentage of 284. That is criminal.
He was handed a terrible, terrible roster in all of those situations. To a man.
Frank Vogel has a win percentage of 537. And a guy's coming in who won 15 games followed by 17 games in two seasons with the Timberwolves saying, you know what, Frank? Try more traditional strategies than what you're using here.
Here's what I want to tell you, Matt. If Frank Vogel's wife, Frank Vogel's just a tape guy. If Frank Vogel's wife was BFFs with Jeannie Buss and in on the Manhattan Beach cool guy circuit, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Because she would have Jeannie's ear.
Instead of? Linda Rambis.
And?
The power player in that relationship.
The double shadow of Kurt Rambis.
Some call him LK, some call him KL. They exchanged three pieces this offseason. Two starters and a sixth man for Russell Westbrook. Two of those guys were plus defenders. One, KCP, their best perimeter defender, for Westbrook. You want to come into a meeting barking about how to play defense? Here's an idea, Kurt. How about we play defense without Russell Westbrook? How about that? How about that's the way we approach our new defensive strategy? We don't have to have that guy out there running around like a psychopath, shooting balls off the sides of backboards, turning the ball over all willy-nilly, saying, I'm allowed to do that. And we get the other guys back.
But there's no way to do that, Matt. Russell Westbrook is there, and the Lakers are married to him, just like he's got the Dennis Rodman. Speaking of Rodman, just like he's got the Dennis Rodman wedding dress on.
Hello. Hey, Kurt, it's for you. Linda says she needs you to get her some mayo and mustard for her sandwich. Go on. Get out of here.
Oh, Matt. Some man that used to join our show.
I love Kurt Rambis.
Used to kiss his ass.
Love him. Was my pregame guest before every Laker game when he was an assistant. This is unacceptable. And credit Adam A. at follow Adam A. on Twitter for piling on and posting this last night. He shared the story when Ty Lue declined the Laker job. And I remember, and we remember talking about it. Word was they offered him 3 years, low-ball offer, standard deals, five. It's like, why are you low-balling Ty Lue? That ain't cool. Little nugget below that.
He needs the money to protect his thyroid.
Little nugget below that. They insisted Kurt Rambis be on his coaching staff.
Boo! I remember that.
And Lue was like, pound sand.
Man, they're trying to make fetch happen with Kurt.
Well, stop.
Hey, Matt, you don't know what it's like in Manhattan Beach. You're down there in Seal.
Listen.
You're down there. The tsunami might get you. But when you're in Manhattan Beach, it's a certain group. And if you're in the group, you're in forever.
Listen.
Like Kurt and Linda and Jeannie with a big weenie.
Jeannie with a big weenie wants to pay Kurt and Linda. Fine. I don't care. Put them on the payroll. Nobody cares. You're the owner.
That's not what they do. They float around and they stick their rambuses in everybody's business.
That's the problem. You want to give them inherited positions because they're your friends. The minority owners don't care. You're not a publicly traded company. You got no shareholders to answer to. Whatever. Comes off your bottom line anyway. Pay them whatever the hell you want. But at the same time, if you want to have this, hey, Kurt, I want you to get involved in basketball affairs. Hey, Linda, you're going to get on this private plane for us to fly to Philadelphia to interview someone to be a head coach. Well, then guess what? Petros, the Money Show is going to come after you.
Oh, you're going to wear it.
Sam Amick's going to come after you. Wakey? He's going to come after you.
A little bit.
I am not advocating for Kurt or Linda Rambis to be fired.
Well,
pay their salaries. What the hell do I care?
You did say it was a fireable offense.
That was a fireable offense. He has to have a talking to.
But you're not.
You got to sit him down and say, "Hey, you can't do that."
So you're not advocating.
No.
What is their
Genie's money? Pay him whatever you want.
What is the job?
Exactly. Their job should be: you're my friends. Here's a paycheck. Tonight we go to Petros in Manhattan Beach and we Instagram about it. That's your job. Enjoy yourself. Life is good. You don't have to stick your nose in a coach's meeting with Frank Vogel and tell them to use more traditional strategies.
Get your dirty nose out of this.
Have your Kurt Rambis glasses night at Staples at Crypto.com Arena. That's fun. Advocate for the short night. Humiliate the players. Who cares? It's great.
Look at those balls.
My God, look at the size of that. Frank doesn't get to pick the players he has to coach and what's given to him. The addition of Westbrook has been an unmitigated disaster.
There's nothing they can do, Matt.
The man made a run and won a championship 2 years ago. He's better than that. And you know what else I love about him? He moved from Boston, Southie, to Indiana, where they have a slight draw, mostly Midwest, but a slight draw.
And he doesn't talk like Spicoli.
And then he came to California. And he still sounds like Maya Quimby.
Yeah.
All right?
He doesn't say like, dude, it's a bummer to lose. Oh, I'm really sad the way Russ is playing.
Laker Nation, brah. So stoked to be here, brah.
See, he doesn't do that. You're
no.
right.
No. So we appreciate Frank Vogel era.
I wouldn't say he sounds like Maya Quimby.
Kurt Rambis had Kevin Love taking 2 threes per game.
I knew we would get there.
This is how we're going to button it. 2 3-pointers. Per game.
Tell him what he did to Kevin Love.
The second he left and Adelman was hired, 5 threes per game, all-star 5 seasons. Get out of the coach's meeting. Get out of here. You think you are.
Oh, wow.
Traditional strategies. The Timberwolf teams are terrible. The Knicks were a punchline.
Ooh. In Greek news, we are no longer recognizing Kurt Rambis as Greek. He can go to Petros all he wants, but Kurt Rambidis is out. Get out. We're protecting Vogel like Hector the Hoe Protector. Why? Because we don't like the shadow owners. We want everything cards on the table face up. Right, Matt?
Exactly right.
That's what we deserve. We'll be back with your Dead and Alive Guy birthday of the day. Maybe. Straight as a rifle. Coming up next, Clipper basketball. Shooting straight every time. The Petros and Money Show. Trying for that every time, though. On AM 570 LA Sports Live. Everywhere. On the iHeart Radio app. Matt, we have Clippers basketball tonight. But now it's time for the dead guy birthday of the day.
Dead guy birthday of the day. Saison. Happy would have been 183rd Paul Saison. Regularly overlooked when it comes to the Impressionists, the Post-Impressionists.
Is a painter, Matt?
One of the greats of all time. And that was the case. Sadly, when he was alive as well.
For old
Paul Saison.
Saison?
But I would imagine everybody listening would know the paintings, particularly Still Life with a Curtain and Pyramid of Skulls, if they ever set their eyes on him. Saison, born in southern France, just outside Marseille. Family had money. Pops was the co-founder of a banking firm that prospered throughout his entire life, Paul's entire life. That gave him the financial security to pursue art.
Oh, buy all the paints.
Right.
Go to Michael's.
Expensive. Oh, yeah. Hobby Lobby. Did it all. Smart guy. Got degrees. At 20, moved to Gay Perry. Mom fully supported. Dad was pissed. But eventually, he was all right with it.
You mean Paris?
He connected with Pizarro there. They became fast friends. He was his master, and Cezanne's early work came from direct observation. Gradually, he developed a light, airy painting style, wanted to treat nature in terms of the cylinder, the sphere, and the cone.
I do have the Pizarro quote from when they met.
What is it?
Let's play master and servant.
He also wanted to provide a phenomena, the viewer, with an aesthetic experience of depth from different angles.
I could tell.
Not a single point perspective.
I see the depth of the oranges.
Right.
The curtains. The picture. They're all in beautiful proximity, Matt. I can tell what you're talking about.
I'll tell you, it's a damn shame, Pete, because his early work was rejected.
Oh, come on, Saison.
By the Paris Salon. And that happened for a half decade.
In all the salons?
All the salons.
The salon style.
He had to go to some bootleg
salon. He's got salon,
salon
style and salon hair and salon panache.
He submitted works every year to the Paris Salon. And it took until 1882 when he got his first successful submission. It was this rich dude, Ambrose Vaillant, who gave Saison his first solo, and that's when he took off, critically and financially. He concentrated on still lifes, portraits, landscapes. His paintings, not well received by the petty bourgeoisie. One critic described how spectators supposedly experienced laughing fits looking at his works.
What is that, a picture? And an orange? What is this crap? It is to laugh.
It was so bad that notes were left on his door with messages asking him to leave his hometown because he was dishonoring them.
You suck. Get out of here. That's, you know, that happened in All the Right Moves to the coach.
Exact same thing. Georgievich. In 1906, he died at 67 from a bad picker. His works rejected numerous times by that official salon, ridiculed by art critics. He was considered an artist, especially by the young who would visit his studio. He is grouped with Van Gogh, Gauguin, Matisse. Immediately after his death, 1907, retrospective at the Salon d'Automne affected the direction that his legacy took. He was considered one of the greats and a man that led to the advent of Cubism.
Oh, come on. Let's go. I love Cubert.
Picasso says, quote, he was my one and only master. And Hemingway said, the best comparison you could make for his writings was to Cezanne's paintings.
Okay, Matt, we got to go with the Swedish Eagles area of expertise.
Real Noir.
The Real Noir.
Real Noir.
The chick from the Motels.
Oh.
Martha Davis.
Love the Motels.
From Berkeley. Martha, the child of a Cal administrator, knocked up and married at 15. Very bohemian
is
lifestyle.
That right?
Very fertile.
15. Spit out a bastard at 15?
Yeah, she moved to Tampa with her baby daddy, who she married, and they made him join the Air Force.
Okay.
A two-child tumultuous marriage.
That child is now legitimate.
I didn't call him a bastard in the first place.
No, I did.
You jumped the gun on the bastard.
I kind of did. It's my mistake. Corrections and retractions.
Bastardize somebody and then take it away. I guess that's what happened to him in the first place. She moved back to Berkeley, a single mother, and got swept up in the counterculture, Matt, at Cal. She started out in a band called Warfield Foxes.
Okay. After Paul Warfield, she was a big football fan.
And Samantha Fox.
Exactly. Merge those two things. Bang.
They moved to L.A. and the band developed into the Motels with Martha on the lead vocals. And they signed with Capitol Records right up the 101 there, right up the road, rising above the squalor in Hollywood. The Motels had it all, Matt, for a band. Like a new wife, Fleetwood Mac. Without everybody in the same bed, you know. They had romance, they had breakups, they had lineup changes. Davis had breast cancer in the 80s and recovered. The Motels would be seen and are still seen as part of what is referred to now as the real new wave.
Real new wave.
The real new wave.
Real new wave.
Not
sax solo.
Some BS. Oh, turn it off. Turn it off. Not as good as the flute we had in the first hour, but good. She even dated this guy, the saxophone player, for a while.
How could you not? So that's solo.
She just heard that and just went over and jumped his bones. Because that's what they would say in the 80s, man.
Jump your bones.
Jump my bones.
Yeah.
They have 9 Motel albums.
Is that right?
9. And 4 solos.
For Martha.
For Martha Davis.
How about that?
She lives on a 72-acre ranch near Portland.
Jeez.
One of her kids died from an opioid addiction.
Oh, that's sad.
But she has lots of pets. And a recording studio.
Alpacas.
All on the ranch.
Llamas.
It didn't say she had livestock.
Chickens.
It said she had pets. So probably just a cat lady.
Turkeys.
At this point. But yes, the Motels. Martha Davis.
Love.
Shout out to the Swedish Eagle. And shout out to you, Adam Osland, at Follow Adam A. Get ready for a live tweeting Clipper barrage.
Can't wait.
From the Rocky Mountains. The Petros and
Marty Show. Can't wait.
We're coming back on. We'll have a 4-hour show tomorrow. And then we have a big flex on Friday, and the Grammy trip is really going to flex out all of next week. It might be our most flexed week until the Dodgers go on an East Coast trip. So get ready.
LA Clippers, the UCLA Bruins, LA Dodgers baseball.
AM 570 LA Sports.
LA's best sports talk.
No doubt. Sweet James Bergener is my personal injury attorney. If you've ever been in a car accident, a motorcycle accident, if a dog has ever taken a bite at your balls, you know that Sweet James does not like it.